The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the MGM Arena in Las Vegas for the Canelo Alvarez Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
James Harden couldn't find a rhythm.
3 of 17 shooting.
More turnovers than shots made. Yeah. You can blame the refs all you want. When your best guy makes 3 shots from the field in the whole game, you don't win.
No, I don't think either game is indicative of what this series is going
to be. These teams are closer than either of these games would tell you. The truth is somewhere in the middle. The Spurs aren't so much better than the Rockets like what we saw last night.
Is it true as an organization that Jay Cutler called y'all and y'all didn't call him back?
I don't know why that was reported. That's just not true. I will tell you that that is not true. So
well, I will
Lisa,
tell you that.
I'll answer that one.
It seemed weird that a player would try to contact a team anyway.
He probably called his agent and said, hey, can you call the Texans?
And you think the agent's going to let it slip that the Texans didn't return the calls about his player?
Especially when this guy's trying to get a job.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. And hour number 3, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on, visit a post. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a 0, not a no, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And I have to tell you that we're coming to you today live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, celebrating Cinco de Mayo weekend as boxing's biggest star, Canelo Alvarez, takes on the son of the legend, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Two of the biggest names in the storied history of Mexican boxing collide in what is sure to be a sensational slugfest. These power punchers will provide one for the ages, 98 combined victories, 66 combined knockouts. It's the perfect way to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Don't miss Canelo versus Chavez Jr. Saturday, May 6th, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, live on pay-per-view.
Okay, let's talk about at the beginning of the show. Obviously, the first thing we talked about was Rocket Spurs.
Correct.
And think back to the mood on Tuesday morning or Tuesday afternoon show.
Y'all got egg on y'all face.
Yeah, I mean, it was... Everyone was so stoked to talk about it, and suddenly the series wasn't what we thought it was. And we're getting a lot of I mean, I've looked at Twitter. I mean, no one's maybe on the text messaging people are talking about it. You could tell me.
Nope.
It doesn't seem like anyone's talking Rockets today.
Crickets.
Which I'm curious if Rockets fans, like, what's the level of optimism at right now? Because... on Tuesday, it couldn't have been higher. And I think that maybe even had the game been close yesterday, it would still be high. But, I mean, that was like, that threw a wet blanket on the whole thing. I mean, and at the end of the day, you still left San Antonio with a split.
Had you
agreed at the beginning of the series you were going to win one in San Antonio and lose one? You take that.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Sign up for that tomorrow.
But it does seem like it took a lot of wind out of the sails to lose the way they did in game two. And you would think, you know, San Antonio lost their I mean, for all intents and purposes, their veteran leader. That's their point guard. I mean, that's a massive loss. And I still feel like their confidence is probably higher than Rockets' confidence right now. Am I wrong for thinking that? Do you think that the team confidence is equal to the fan confidence, or is it? Or what would you expect to be higher?
I think fan confidence is kind of. I think it's sort of mixed, and I think both teams would fans have to be a little bit concerned over the way those games went because they weren't competitive. From a team perspective, I think they're both pretty confident. Rockets feel like if they go out there and hit their threes and Harden plays well, that they're going to be in the game. And I think the Spurs feel like they've been there enough that they can overcome the loss of Tony Parker. So I am curious what fans think from a Rockets perspective. But as Scott says, got the split in San Antonio. Overall, happy. Still optimistic about the Rockets. Got 1-2. So we flipped the home court advantage. Yeah. Still say Rockets in six. Fully expect San Antonio to dominate game two. Fully expected San Antonio to dominate game two after how game one went.
It's funny, we got so many Rockets in five, and then after yesterday's game, Goose says Spurs in five. I will say, like, I predicted Spurs in five after game one, or before game one, and after that, I was like, man, I don't know. Spurs in seven seems more like it now, and it was just one game. Now I'm sort of falling into the middle, like a Spurs in six type of feel.
Which is what I predicted.
But I feel like the Rockets aren't going to roll over and die, but I also feel like, game two was San Antonio when they're rolling. And San Antonio's, they're going to play well more often than not. That's just what they do. And I was just curious if you thought that what was more impactful, the game one dominance or the game two no-show. In the mind of the fan base, of the Rockets fan base, because they sure are quiet today.
Well, they're quiet, but they're always overly optimistic, in my opinion. So I think they're focusing on game one, and then game two was just an aberration.
Okay.
That would be my guess.
They don't think game one was an aberration?
Well,
I think you have to think that.
Well, most reasonable people do, but you know what those phone calls and tweets and texts were like on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Longhorn Dimitri says, still confident in the Rockets, glad to have a split. Definitely concerned, but encouraged. So that's a reasonable fan, though.
Yeah, it is.
You're reasonable.
Boy, there were some really unreasonable Rockets fans on Twitter last night.
Really?
One guy was so upset that he was – and again, I talked about this at the beginning of the show. Like, if you're blaming the refs
– Yeah, come on.
You might want to just stop.
But that's a fan thing to do, too.
But this guy, at Reed Schultz, you can go through this guy's timeline last night, and I don't know if he was drunk.
Probably.
He came out this morning and said, looking at my previous tweets, I should not be allowed a phone whenever Houston sports is on and I have beer. I apologize. That's a tweet of his from this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But he was wishing death on all the referees last night. It wasn't nice. He wasn't very friendly, but, he said that he started talking about, Tony Parker couldn't keep Eva Longoria. He said,
I think he was probably ready to trade her in.
He told me, he said,
regardless.
I said, because my tweet last night said, if you're looking for someone to blame, don't blame the refs, blame the MVP candidate who had more turnovers than field goals. And he said, George Gervin, David Robinson, or Tim Duncan didn't have the year he did. So why don't you stick one of those spiky pinwheels in your ass and spread it for anyone who has had San Antonio associated with them? I'm sure they'd appreciate the offer. Seems very aggressive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't do great with the he says, there was a clear flagrant. That was a clear flagrant, but the refs just called a charge, so I hope they die. Bleep these refs. Hope they get in a car crash with each other on the way back to the hotel. Refs of this game, just hang yourself and do the world a favor. Very aggressive.
Hmm.
Yeah. But.
Yeah, that's drunk Twitter for you.
That is.
But. I would say most people feel like most reasonable Rockets fans that felt like they were going to have troubles in the series feel better about that split because they got out of there. I think they're more encouraged and think they have a better chance now.
Yeah.
Which hopefully I think is fair.
Eric does point out Anderson shot better the first two games than I thought, but hoped. Spurs did look slower than I thought they would in game two. Bev had a chance to hit three to cut it to eight. Hopeful for Rocks in six, leaning Spurs in seven. Anderson's been the surprise of this series because as bad as he was arguably their best player last night.
Yeah.
He was really their only effective player.
And that's the thing. If you got anything out of Harden in that game, I think you're right there in it.
Because, yeah. I mean, you got to get more than – I mean, he's got to be way better than what he was. I mean, he could have had an average night, and they could have been competitive in that game. He was horrible.
Yeah. Well, but that's been the Rockets all year. It's inconsistency. And in this series is basically the first two games in a nutshell have been the Rockets. When they've played the way – when they're hitting threes and getting up and down the floor, they can play with anybody. They can beat anybody. When they're not – and to me, this is a game that looked a lot like most of the games in the Oklahoma City series. And if they play like that, they're not going to win.
And by the way, this officiating, and while the officiating wasn't great last night for either side, but what they did do was let them play,
yeah.
Which is what I always want that in the playoffs. Like, that makes the game more interesting to me. 33 free throws combined between the two teams. That's not ideal for James Harden's game.
No.
That's why I always say James Harden in the playoffs scares me, because he doesn't get to the – he's not going to get to the line as much in the playoffs, especially against the Spurs.
And he did in the first round.
Yeah.
And
but the Spurs don't foul. Like, they just don't. And luckily the Rockets didn't foul a lot last night either. But James –
No, AJ, the referees don't call fouls on the Spurs.
That's what it is,
yeah.
James Harden's 6 free throw attempts last night, which, by the way – led all players.
Right.
But, yeah, only 6 free throw attempts. That's not ideal.
All right, 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. And
I guess the other guy I should give credit to is Clint Capella.
Who, yeah.
He's played well in both games. I mean, it's funny. He is affecting things on a deeper level than just, you know, playing well, because – the Spurs are almost forced to take Gasol off the floor when he's out there, because Gasol can't handle him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just too slow defensively. He's just not – he's not quick enough to stick with him. And then when Nene gets on the floor, they throw Gasol out there. And Gasol made Nene look stupid last night a couple times. But it is messing with their flow a little bit, because that's a change that he's forcing by the way he's playing. So he's another guy we should give credit to. All right, I got to tell you about Dirt Free Carpet. And I don't know if you know this, but a lot of the other carpet cleaning companies, they're leaving your floors dirtier than they found them, if you can believe it. So you give them money, and then they leave your floor dirtier than it was. That's not how it works at Dirt Free. At Dirt Free, they do the worst spot on your floor, the worst. And if you don't like it, they pack up and leave. You don't pay anything. It's a no-pay policy. But you're going to love it. I mean, and you can get a jump start against these allergens by getting your carpets, your floors, your upholstery cleaned by Dirt Free Carpet. 281 Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. And right now they'll clean one room free with any purchase. Your carpet's going to be fresh and deep clean without soap or unhealthy dirt attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call Dirt Free Carpet right now, 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 975, and they'll clean a room of carpet for free with any purchase, and a free speed drive for calling right now. It's 281 Dirt Free, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. It's a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from the MGM Arena in Las Vegas for the Canelo Alvarez Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at the MGM Grand. Coming to you live from the MGM Grand, celebrating Cinco de Mayo is boxing's biggest star. Canelo Alvarez takes on the son of the legend, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Two of the biggest names in Mexican boxing collide in a sensational slugfest. Don't miss Canelo versus Chavez Jr. Saturday, May 6th, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific, live on pay-per-view. All right, I have totally forgot, because we got busy goofing off with games and Game of Thrones and things like that, but we need to do a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gem of the day, the Zadok
jeweler gem of the day.
All right. Someone tweeted this at me earlier today, so I apologize for not remembering who it was. But a man is accused of murdering his next-door neighbor.
It happens.
That's common, right?
It happens.
What are some possible reasons for murdering your next-door neighbor?
He lets his dog poop in your front yard and doesn't pick it up.
That's a good reason.
His kids throw a ball through your window.
Okay. That's good enough.
He can't control his lawnmower and busts a fence and then refuses to pay for it.
Okay. Those are all very good reasons.
His kids, like, ride their bike too close to your vehicles and sometimes bump into them.
Okay. That's fair.
And
his kids leave their crap all over your driveway.
Oh, yeah. That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes he doesn't, like, they'll light fireworks in the street in front of their house and then not clean it up.
Okay.
That's not good.
No.
And they almost, like, because you have the one neighbor who mows his own lawn in your neighborhood, their lawn is never mowed. And so, like, when your lawn people come and you pay money to have your yard done, it still looks crappy because your neighbors have an overgrowth. And they refuse to trim their trees ever, even if it's leaning onto your property line. And they have pine trees, horrible.
But if you kill them.
Who has pine trees? No, you shouldn't kill them. But I'm saying, like.
Well, we were just giving reasons,
I were just giving reasons that I've thought of.
Yeah. That
to
you
kill
personally
a
have thought
neighbor,
of. Okay.
Or that I've heard people think of.
Right.
That would be them.
Okay. Well, the man who murdered his next-door neighbor claimed she trained her parrot to insult him. That
sounds legit.
Yeah. Well, first off, parrots are disgusting.
Yeah. If you have a bird that lives in your house, that's gross.
Ignacio Fralis is said to have waited for Maria Bonaria Cantu as she went for a walk with her friends. Fralis, 46, then allegedly stabbed the 60-year-old married mother of two 11 times and wounded a friend who tried to protect her. Of course, it's got to be a 60-year-old woman with a parrot, right?
Yeah.
Nobody under 59 has parrots. The alleged incident unfolded on the Italian island of Sardinia in the city of Cagliari. The arresting officer told reporters he was very cold, very calm, and full of rage. He was driven to kill Mrs. Cantu by a parrot, which she trained to hurl insults whenever he passed the bird.
Because despite all his rage, he's still just a rat
in a cage. Yes.
Yeah.
Well.
Some folks would say what is lost can never be saved.
Oh, God.
But despite all his rage, he was still just a rat in a cage.
Tell me I'm the only one. Listening to the
Tell me there's no other one.
Listening to the parrot.
Jesus was the only son.
For you.
For him.
Listening to the parrot all day, it became an obsession for him. He says, I don't exclude mental problems. No kidding.
And I still believe that I cannot be saved. And I still believe that I cannot be saved. And I still believe that I cannot be saved.
officers had tried to talk to both sides.
That's a poem, by the way, by the great American poet William Corgan.
Oh, yeah. That's a good song. That's still on my workout list. But he's a good person. He took care of cats and dogs and has never hurt anyone until he stabbed the woman 12 times over a parrot hurling insults.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you stab someone over a parrot and you say mental problems may be in play.
Yeah, I think you can't rule that out. But the reality is, if someone's parrot is insulting you, you know what I'm having for dinner? Tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stab the mom. I'm not going to stab a human being, but I will cook the parrot. Regardless, that's your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day.
What's going on back there?
Jeweler gem of the day.
My finger slipped and I hit the wrong one. So I basically keyboarded myself for being a little late.
Yeah, that's what you get.
See, what about sleeping with your neighbor's wife?
That would make you want to kill your neighbor?
Yeah, I'd kind of be like, dude, thanks for taking her off my hands. Appreciate it, brother. No?
No.
No. But the parrot speak Italian? I'm sure he did. I'm sure these were Italian insults, not English. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713.
Do you know Italian?
No. I mean, it's a little bit, but not enough to, just from watching The Godfather.
Because since it's a bilingual show, I didn't know if you wanted to get through some Italian.
No, I've actually been working on my French, but it's still pretty lame. So, Gagliari is the Florida of Italy, according to Soccer Bilal. Soccer Bilal knows all when it comes to foreign countries because of soccer. If they had real sports, he wouldn't know anything about them. But, yeah, that's our soccer conscience. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Can I share my what was my backup gym of the day today?
Sure.
Which I find, as a former teacher, I find this pretty funny. So a college instructor was not happy with one of the things, it's funny when kids are in class, they'll hold the phone under their desk so they can text the whole time. And, you know, they're not always paying attention, which right. I get that. That's just, I'm sure I was the same way when I was that age. I'd like to say millennials, but I don't think that's it. But especially now when you've got the internet, right? So there's all kind of things to do. Well, Meg Veach, in her class at the University of Michigan, knowing that everybody was surfing the web during the class, made a nice little presentation to the class showing them all the things she's witnessed them browsing online when they should have been paying attention.
She can see that?
Yes, because all the computers were hooked up
to the same network.
Yeah, so.
Man.
And this means if it has an X, it means she's seen it a lot, is in multiple students every day. So here are some things that these students were searching for during class. Chipotle menu. ESPN.
Who still eats at Chipotle?
Students, apparently.
Chipotle used to be really popular, and then everybody got the runs from it. And then, like, I'm a Freebirds guy.
Yeah. Well, I guess this is because
they might not have Freebirds there.
Yeah.
Sucks for them.
Wolverine Access has been searched many times. Amazon. Facebook. Job applications. Here's one of my favorites. Breaking up with boyfriend. Huffington Post, NY Times, other news. Buying makeup. Here's a perfect one. Of course, pornography.
Who looks at porno while they're in class?
Well, apparently a student. Reddit many times. Then she says, writing obscene things that I can't put here. Well, that's pretty obscene. Tumblr. Let's skip ahead a little bit here. Looking at pictures of themselves in suits. Chinese rap videos. Buying $240 worth of turtlenecks. Oh, I like that person.
Is that you?
No, it wasn't me. But watching baseball, basketball, or golf.
That happens.
Translating German. That could be work. And just kind of circling back to what we were talking about earlier. Playing Mortal Kombat.
Yep.
Fantasy sports is on there. Okay, here's
not playing Street Fighter 2?
No. Hmm. How about this? Breeding dragons.
It's probably like some sort of a video game.
Sex tapes.
Okay. That doesn't fall into porno?
I would think it would fall under porno. Watching Planet Earth 2. Who buys two? I don't even buy $240 worth of turtlenecks.
That's a lot of turtlenecks.
My goodness. So that was your alternate, Jewel. I thought they were both pretty good. It was kind of hard.
Solid choices.
It was hard to choose between a man who kills a woman over a parrot's insults.
Yeah.
Or a teacher who basically calls out every student in the class with things they've searched on the interwebs.
Yep.
The best part is probably all the students sitting around trying to figure out who was searching for what. All right. We have two segments to go here.
We're running out of time.
Yeah. It's going by pretty quick. But what is it here, John? I'm sorry. Oh, well, I'm pretty sure I have it right. Guys, if you get into an accident and you need a lawyer, any kind of accident. Could be a workplace accident, car or truck accident, slip and fall. Maybe you got an overtime claim. You're having employment issues. Well, call Mestermaker and Straub for free legal advice right now. 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900. And if you're not sure whether or not you need a lawyer,
give them a call, and they'll tell you whether or not you need a lawyer. And the best part is the consultation's free, and they don't get paid unless you win. And if you've been injured, you need to focus on getting better, right? You don't need to be dealing with those insurance forms. You don't need to be dealing with those questions. You're going to get a specialized attorney who's going to deal with the insurance companies while you go on recovering. And, by the way, those insurance companies have lawyers. You need a lawyer who's going to go after them and going to fight hard for you. And trust me, Dave's my man. He will do it. Don't wait. Call Houston-based Mestemaker and Straub, 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900. Let them put your mind at rest. Dave's my lawyer. He should be your lawyer. You can go to lawyerdave.com. And remember, the consultation doesn't cost you anything. If you think you have a case, give him a call. They'll tell you. 713-626-8900. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from the MGM Arena in Las Vegas for the Canelo Alvarez Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. And big fight on Saturday night. Always fun to come out to Las Vegas and do these fights. Looking forward to this one. Arturo asks, what do you guys think about the undercard? I think it makes the pay-per-view a great value.
Don't disagree.
Yeah.
I think there's a ton of good fights on this card. So, yeah, that's
David Lemieux is a guy I like watching fight. I think people are going to buy a Canelo fight regardless, but it's always fun if you're on the fence to get a couple other good fights.
Yep. Emmanuel Taylor is a good fighter. There's some good fights on here.
Yeah.
And Joseph Diaz Jr., who they're kind of touting as one of the next big things. So, yeah, I think overall the cards are pretty good value. You know what I mean? You got a one-loss Canelo versus a two-loss Cesar Chavez. I mean, it's...
All right. Can I just throw out a scenario because we haven't really even considered it? What if Chavez wins a fight?
Man, I mean...
Does that take him to another level?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you beat Canelo, you become a legit star.
And we're definitely talking rematch then, right?
I would guess so.
So, and then we probably never see Canelo and Golovkin.
Maybe not.
So. Lamont asks, lose one. Star Wars, Game of Thrones, or Lord of the Rings? Well, I wouldn't want to lose Game of Thrones. You wouldn't really have a Game of Thrones without Lord of the Rings. So I'll say Star Wars.
I would lose probably Lord of the Rings, although I enjoy that too. I don't know. Star Wars has made some stinkers.
Yeah. Jar Jar Binks alone.
Get back to me when Game of Thrones is finished.
Yeah, because if
they ruin it, then that'll be an easy answer.
Right. God, how much would that suck if we get to the end and the ending is like Sons of Anarchy ending and we've invested all this time into it and it ends poorly?
It would suck. I'm really hoping that's not the case with some like the leftovers. You know, this is a big. We're down to like probably what, six episodes.
Yeah.
Hope they don't blow it. You can see closer and closer we're coming with Better Call Saul, and this isn't the last season, but I'm guessing they'll do one more, and it should merge with Breaking Bad.
Yeah, because it's starting to get close now.
And I'm worried that they're going to do it wrong. But
you know what? I trust them. I thought the way they ended Breaking Bad was damn near perfect. So I trust them. I don't trust the leftovers. And I have no clue on Game of Thrones whether or not they'll end it well.
Yeah.
And whether or not it's going to be like some ridiculous pie-in-the-sky ending where you go, oh, come on, that's silly. Or whether – I think it would be too simple if everybody just died and the White Walkers took over everything.
Yeah.
That would be a bad ending too. So.
But I thought that's what you wanted.
Well, it's what I want. And I'm pro – like I said, I'm team White Walker. But that doesn't mean that I think that would be a good ending.
Yeah.
And I think from a fan standpoint, like who I'm rooting for, like Rockets fan rooting for Rocket, I'm rooting for the Knights King because I think he's the coolest dude in quite a few ways. So, the leftovers I have mixed feelings about. I thought the first one was so good this year. It gave me faith that it was going to finish strong. Now somebody's saying, is it just me or is Fargo not doing it this year? I've not seen last night's. The first one I thought was good. The second one I was kind of, all right. But it seemed like a lot more humor
right
in the first two than we've seen, which I'm fine with. But I haven't seen last night's yet, so I can't really comment.
I haven't either.
And I probably won't see it until Sunday.
Yeah, that's the downside. Like I was able to watch the Rockets. Like the beauty of DirecTV is I can watch it all on my phone.
Yeah.
Like I can watch everything on my DVR on my phone. And last night I got to watch the end of the Rockets game while we were waiting to for the plane to take off. And so that was nice. But I didn't get to watch any Astros. I haven't caught up on any Fargo, anything like that. It's just I fall behind a little bit when we travel.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's but
and plus there's some shows I'm like my wife gets mad if I watch without her.
Yeah, I've done that to mine on Better Call Saul the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, she doesn't like that.
And that's gotten me in trouble. But I think it's I'm looking forward to seeing the next one. The 512 said Banshee ended awesome. Yeah, I think Banshee had I thought it was a pretty perfect ending because it would have been too easy for them to wind up together.
Yep.
And I just thought, man, they're not going to do that to us because Jonathan Tropper and those guys, the way they've done this series, they're going to clean it up. It's going to finish strong, and it's going to be a believable ending. It's not going to be something that's just a typical.
That show was so great because it never lulled.
It moved fast the whole time.
Yep.
And
there was never an episode where I was like, oh, nothing really happened in that episode.
And every other great show, no matter what anyone you name, has had episodes like that.
Yeah.
It's the only one.
The Sopranos and stuff like that. But this was just so nonstop with violence. There was violence and sex in every episode.
And somebody died.
It's
almost
a great
every
show.
Yeah, yeah. But the story was good. The acting was through the roof. You even liked the bad guys for the most part.
Yep.
They did such a good job with those characters, and I love the way that it. And I wish more shows would do it like that, instead of okay, because you could have spread that out to three more seasons if you wanted to.
Could have.
And when it ended, it left me wanting another season, and that's how it should be. Even Breaking Bad, when it ended, I thought, okay, I'm ready for it to end here.
Yeah.
Banshee,
although Better Call Saul is doing a good job of making me want to watch the next episode. Like, I'm like, really, that's
yeah.
it?
Yeah. So.
Like last week, Jimmy and the chick were walking out, and they're like, got him. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, what?
Yeah, because. And you knew once you sent Mike in there that bad things were going to happen
yep.
to Chuck. So
good, because Chuck's a horrible brother.
He really is. I have to say, maybe one of the worst brothers, because he was sympathetic early on in the show. I feel no sympathy for that guy. I want somebody to walk in with a toaster and turn it on next to him and have him go into cardiac arrest and drop dead. He's just a...
That disease that he's got is fake. It's like a gluten allergy. It's not real.
Well, I don't know about gluten allergies, but I know that that's fake. And, yeah, you know, Michael McKean's such a great actor. He plays such a snot on there.
Yep.
But, yeah.
No, that show's excellent, I think.
713 says, Jon Snow has direct combat with the Night's King, and they both die, wiping out the White Walkers. Humanity goes on.
Can Jon Snow even die now?
Well, that's what I wonder.
We don't really know. I mean, he may be the Highlander now.
Yeah. There can be only one.
That's right. Maybe it's him.
Yeah.
And can Khaleesi die, or can she just not die because of fire?
I don't think you can burn her to death.
Okay. But you could still, like, chop her head off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think you can chop any of them's head off, and they're not coming back. Even Jon Snow. But I just wonder if... I wonder if he's not, like, the opposite now of the White Walker because he was raised through fire.
Okay.
But if he could, if that's the case, couldn't he raise his own whites? Only they'd be fire whites?
I have no idea. You're too nerdy for me about that stuff. I just take it as
it comes. Don't let me go down that rabbit hole because then I'll get stuck there and never come back. Hey, somebody had texted in earlier about how just got my mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. Very excited. And I got to tell you, that's what's so great about Texas Mattress Makers is I love coming to Vegas, but I hate that I don't get to sleep on my bed because you sleep better. You save a bunch of money when you go there. You're doing business with great people. You know, Texas Mattress Makers takes care of our returning vets with custom beds to help them become more self-sufficient. They made beds so that a vet can move from a wheelchair to a bed by him or herself. And that's what buying from Houston Proud Texas Mattress Makers does. They're great in the community. They're involved in all kinds of charities. And guess what? They're the number one mattress store on Yelp. Thousands agree that Texas Mattress Makers delivers on quality and price. And right now they're having their Memorial Day sale. And this is not like a Memorial Day sale anywhere else because it's a factory sale. You're already saving 50% or more guaranteed on what you'd pay if you went to a retail store. But 25% off factory direct prices on the best handcrafted, custom-fitted beds made right here in Houston. And take 25% off any kind of bed, whether you like to sleep on your back, your side, your stomach, hot or cold. They have you covered. Texas Mattress Makers, they're number one on Yelp. They're number one with me. They take care of our veterans. They take care of our community. And they give you a great sleep at ridiculously low prices. Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price. Guaranteed.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right. Happy birthday to you, Saloon Door. A little more than a year old. Celebrated their one-year anniversary last weekend and released some new beers, including their Russian Imperial Stout, which was fantastic. They released a vanilla porter that was bourbon aged that was fantastic. So they're all the time releasing new beers. If you have not been to Webster, you need to get down there to Saloon Door. You can check them out at saloondoorbrewing.com. And we're down there a lot. Love it. So many different beer flavors to choose from. Cream ale, vanilla cream ale, American wheat. They've got all kinds of stouts. And they also do all kinds of cool stuff. Like if you want to go and watch the Astros or the Rockets, well, catch it on their two projector screens on the wall that are always playing sports. They have trivia night on Wednesdays tonight. How about brews and bites from 4 to 9? So food pairings with beers, catering by Missy Meals. Go by and check that out. And, man, great people down there, Jason and Austin and Jeff and Josh and the gang. They put together a great atmosphere where you can go enjoy your beer, watch your sports, and get your Webster on. Go check it out today. 105 Magellan Circle, Suite A in Webster, less than half mile behind Cinemark and Cheddar's off I-45 South. Saloon Door Brewing, saloondoorbrewing.com.
It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everything is, everybody sucks.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the MGM Arena in Las Vegas for the Canelo Alvarez Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. fight. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. One final segment to go. Got the HD show coming up next with Brett Davis, Henry Thomas. Henry and I were exchanging some horse racing information.
Oh, yeah? Winners.
He has a horse he likes quite a bit. All right, let's do some hopping on Hollywood.
All right, let's start with the Live with Kelly show. Did you see she found a new co-host?
I did not.
Ryan Seacrest, the new full-time co-host, replacing Michael Strahan. Ryan Seacrest, who does like 100 jobs, and I don't really think he's that good at any of them.
No, but maybe he'll just focus on this and be great at it.
I don't think so. He's still planning on doing a radio show every day, which is going to have an hour like live taped. It's really weird, but I don't understand the appeal of Ryan Seacrest to people.
Not either, but
like if I said, what's the thing that Ryan Seacrest is really good at? I think people would really have to think about it.
Yeah. He's safe.
But I guess, but is that what you want?
Middle of America. Yeah, I think that's what you want.
I don't think that's getting any ratings. I don't. But what do I know? They haven't been getting ratings anyway. I think maybe Kelly Ripa. They need to get rid of her. But they won't. All right. Deadwood movie.
Yeah.
You want news on that?
I do want news on that.
W. Earl Brown, who played Dan Doherty on the series, says I was sitting on an airplane, cheering and crying as I took a journey that only David Milch could create. I've read the Deadwood film script. It's stunning.
Really?
So there's a lot of people who are trying to push this thing going. And
well, it's Almost everybody has said they love to do it. Timothy Oliphant.
I think Ian McShane is kind of the one they're worried about because he's doing that American Gods show.
Yeah, and that's...
And you can't do something for another network, but he's also not just another guy, so maybe he's got like a deal in his...
I'm sure he does.
Do you remember Courtney Stodden? She was the girl who was married to... She was 16, and she married the 50-year-old guy from the Green Mile.
Oh, I remember this story, but I didn't know who she was. Yeah,
yeah, she was married to... What's that guy's name?
Was it the...
Doug Hutchinson.
The Weasley guy who was the murderer?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
She was 16, he was 50 when they got married.
Okay.
Well, they're divorced now, and she is signed up on a new dating site called whatsyourprice.com, where basically you go out on dates with dudes and they give you money. So she's looking for...
Sounds like prostitution.
Kind of, but she's just going on a date.
Right.
And then sex may or may not happen. But you still have to give her money even if there's no sex.
Oh, well, good luck with that. How old is she?
She is now 22.
Okay.
So, I mean, she had a 6-year relationship. This is her first chance at being single since basically she started her period.
Right.
So congratulations to her. Now she's going to be getting paid for sex. And finally, Fred, guess who has Val Kilmer in the death pool?
I think you have Val Kilmer in the death pool.
I do. And guess who admitted that they've got cancer?
Really?
Val Kilmer. Remember a while back, Michael Douglas said that Val Kilmer had the same type of cancer he did, and it was terminal. Well, Val Kilmer finally fessed up and said, yes, that's true. That's why, he said I had some issues. He seems to think that it's going okay. But, plot twist, and this is why I think I've got a strong play here, Val Kilmer's a Christian Scientist, which means that he believes illnesses and diseases and things like that can't be cured by medicine, only prayer.
That's all fine and dandy until
you're dying?
Yeah, I guarantee you. Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked all over your grave.
But he might be the fattest cancer guy I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, he got really big.
Yeah?
So, I don't know. I don't know what to believe. But I'm not cheering for him to die.
Yeah, but if he does, you'll benefit from his demise.
But I'm going a little Drago on him.
Exactly.
And that's often on Hollywood, Fred.
That's just my game. Play for blood, remember? I could start doing Tombstone quotes all freaking day. I did that. Every now and then, those stupid things will pop up on the internet, like take the Tombstone movie quiz. I got every single one of them right. It was like 36 out of 36. How dorky is that? It's dorky enough that you take the quiz. It's world-class dorky that you don't miss one.
Tracy making fun of my Spanish speaking, apparently.
No, she's getting caught up on the podcast.
She said, what comes to mind when AJ speaks Spanish? And she posted a picture of Nacho Libre.
Hmm. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know.
I think it's a good thing.
I feel like
I'm a big Nacho Libre fan.
I feel like my Spanish was strong to extremely strong today.
I thought it was pretty good because you were doing it so quickly that I couldn't keep up, which is what real people who speak Spanish
do. That's how you're supposed to do it, right?
Yeah, you're so fast that people can't understand you.
That's right.
And I feel like you did that today. And I feel like maybe...
Bien.
Sí. Yeah, that's... That's going to be my response to everything, is
okay.
The gringo sí.
All right.
Or maybe I should go sí.
Sí o no?
No, don't do that. Don't do that. And Poppy's going to show up and ruin the show. Don't let it happen. All right. So, you got any fun plans tonight? Hang out with mom.
Yeah, hang out with mom. Probably play some blackjack, and then play a poker tournament later on tonight, I guess.
Yeah, I think I'm going to join you at that point after dinner. And for people who want all the horse stuff, it will be up in the morning first thing. I'll have links to the podcast that I did with RJ. I'll have links to the premium picks that we're going to do, and it'll have a breakdown on every single horse. And I will be posting that in the AM, so which will probably be pretty early in the AM. Just depends on
how live you get tonight.
I'm not going to get live, but if I go deep in that tournament, I'm going to wait and do it in the morning.
Well, so. What are you going to do, drink water at the tournament?
No, I'm not going to drink
water.
That's
right. So if you go deep into the tournament, you might end up getting live unbeknownst to you.
I'm pacing myself a lot more these days, in case you haven't noticed.
So you've You've gone soft on me, Power.
I'm old. What do you want? All right.
You've got to change your name from the Falcon to like the Freddy the Charmin or something. Freddy the Flushable.
Don't think you can shame me into showing up here tomorrow and throwing up all day.
Please.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. Great job, John Lee. Great
what
job.
What a sight that would be.
Bueno, Hoffman. Bueno.
Gracias. Gracias, senor.
Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.